Oh, I know a lot of you like to poke fun at me when I tell you how many apps I have installed on my iPhone. Just the other day, I took a look. I had 300. Well, I've just added to that number. I now have 301 apps on my iPhone because I just downloaded an app called Parky.ai. AI stands for artificial intelligence, of course. Parky.ai, the Montreal sign decoder. And I think for every Montrealer, there's been a moment where you have parked your car and you look up at the parking signs and there are three, sometimes four of them stacked on top of each other. One says no stopping during this time. Another one says no parking street cleaners. It has an arrow. You have a vignette zone and you look at that those signs and you say to yourself, can I park here or not? If you've had a moment like that, I believe Parky.ai might be for you. The company trying to figure out a way to help you avoid parking tickets. Let's go now to Joseph Zatara, Chief Technology Officer at Underlabs, a software engineering app development firm right here in Montreal. Joseph, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So listen, why don't you explain, how did Parky.ai come about?
So the idea for Parky.ai came to me back in March when I received the parking ticket, like most of your listeners, probably at some point.
Yeah.
I thought I had understood the signs correctly, but it turned out I was looking at a sign that didn't apply to the current month. So I was focused solely on the weekday and time range, whereas the sign that applied to me was another parking sign below it.
Oh, man.
So this made me realize that artificial intelligence could be a great solution, and it's a great use case for this problem. And we wanted to create an app so simple that you just needed to take a picture of all the signs, and it would tell you if the current date and time would allow you to park or not, along with a brief explanation as to why.
So, you know, in my mind, to make this app work, you take the photo and then the photo gets transmitted to a team of lawyers who look through it all and then they send you an answer. But that's not what you're doing here. Tell our listeners how the app works. How does the app determine if you can park or not?
Good question. I'll try not to go into the technical details, but so Parky.ai operates on a multimodal system. So in short, so you have one part of the system extracts the text that are parking related only, eliminating any other text such as a name of a restaurant that happens to be behind the sign. And then the extracted text goes through several algorithms before reaching the AI model that reasons if you're allowed to park or not.
Now, and Joseph, you know what's interesting is as I went to download the app, you've got the pictures of the app and how it works on the listing on the App Store, and
right.
My jaw dropped because one of the example streets you use, I looked at the sign and I said to myself, "Boy, that's familiar. I lived in NDG for 10 years, and you took my street in NDG with the vignette sign, the no stopping and the no parking as an example of a spot that's difficult here. Can you tell me about, you know, success rate? You know, you're using artificial intelligence here and decoding things. How good is it at actually giving a person their true right answer on if they can park or not?"
So given the number of parking signs, if it is one or two parking signs, the rate could be over 84%. Actually, since we've launched, it increased. But for liability, our lawyers will forbid me to say anything higher than that. For really complicated parking signs, say three or four, it will get it at 74%.
Okay, so what is the work happening now? How are you training your AI to get to 100%?
So that's the aim. So when everybody starts using the app, or quite a number of people would start using the app, what happens is if the answer is inaccurate, and you will immediately know, depending on the reason the AI answers you, you will know if it makes sense or not. I mean, it will tell you because of a reason that probably it didn't read the parking sign properly. So you just tap report inaccurate. And then what we do is that our data scientist afterwards would take all these inaccuracies and then train the model further, refining its accuracy to get closer and closer to 99.9999%.
We're with Joseph Zatara from the new app, Parky AI. It's helping Montrealers figure out if they can park where they've parked. So, you know, I've loaded up your app here for the first time. It says in the app, so far I've read over 1,136 parking signs. You've just launched. So talk to me about reaction, how much Montrealers are using it, and what are you seeing? What are the photos that you're getting in from Montrealers? Maybe if there's any surprises about where, the signs that are confusing Montrealers.
So we've been pleasantly surprised by the response so far. It's only been up for 2 weeks. The application has been, we've managed to become the second most downloaded app on the Canadian App Store's navigation top charts, only after Google Maps.
Wow.
So this success was honestly unexpected at launch, and thanks to the great awareness and support from all you guys, we've had to double our server capacity every 8 hours since launch to cater to all users.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this, Joseph. How are you making money here? Does this app cost? Like, what's the deal? What's the future for Parky AI?
So at first, we want everybody to use it. We want everybody to try it out, see what are the capabilities of artificial intelligence. And we've worked internally really, really hard to reduce the cost per reading. So far, I'm footing the bill. But
yeah.
I mean, eventually the app will come at a really nominal price. Like, we're talking like cents per unlimited readings per month.
Gotcha.
Or like a yearly subscription of like $9 for the whole year with family sharing.
And Joseph, is this Apple App Store, Android as well? Is what where can you get the app? Is it all the platforms right now? What's the deal?
So Android is in development.
Gotcha.
So Android should be coming really soon. We're really working hard on this because the request for Android has been phenomenal.
And let me just ask you, because I'm getting some questions from listeners and that kind of thing. Can you use Parky AI in a court of law if you do get dinged with a ticket?
So we do clearly state that it is not 100% accurate. And we always encourage, I mean, it is, you are required to double check the parking sign to make sure that you are allowed to park or not.
Yeah.
We have a whole list of things to check for before, just to make sure that we don't get, so people don't think that this is solely reliable, to solely rely on the app's response.
Joseph, let's end off with this. Do you have a particular type of Montreal street sign, parking sign, that is the most confusing?
Oh, there was one where we just couldn't figure out. I mean, our lawyer said, so there's a parking sign that says, nobody's allowed to park for police cars only. And then you have another sign above it. It's actually downtown. And then you have another parking sign above it that says no parking Tuesdays between 9 and 10. So we're wondering, why is there a no parking sign? And then our lawyer eventually guesstimated that that parking sign is not for the general public. That parking sign, the no parking on Tuesdays, is for the police.
It's unbelievable. Montreal parking signs are so complex, it may be AI's greatest challenge. I mean, it really is unbelievable. Joseph, listen, I wish your company success. I'll be
Thank
using
you.
The app. I'll be taking some snaps and uploading it to your servers. I appreciate you coming on.
We don't take pictures. We don't take anybody's privacy information, nor your geolocation, nor your IP. The only thing is when you report it, we only get the text of the parking signs and the result.
Joseph, thanks for pointing that out, because I'm sure that's a concern from a lot of people on the privacy front. Be well and great success. Thanks, Joseph.
Thank you so much.
Joseph Zatara is behind the new app, Parky AI. If you do a search, it's on iPhone right now. So Parky with a Y, .AI is how you'll find it on the App Store.